Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and praise the Lord Jesus. Welcome to our platform. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we are excited to have you with us on today. We are celebrating 13 years as a virtual media ministry, and we meet live 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. and Sundays at 12 noon. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. We also have a powerful prayer altar. It is so powerful, we call it the Power Line. Here we will pray with you, pray for you, or maybe you just want to be around some people who know how to pray. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. We meet Monday through Fridays at 12 noon. And then back again at 9 p.m. We also have Wednesday night Bible studies and Friday night praise parties. Are you interested in expanding your knowledge in the Bible and in business? Visit us at wealthkingdomuniversity.com and register for some of our Kingdom Theology courses. While you are there, sign up to receive our monthly newsletters and our upcoming events. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. We ask that you would like us and follow us on all the social media platforms. Well, enjoy the services today. Continue to return and invite others to do the same. The first time we call you visitor, the next time we call you family and friend. Blessings.
Oh, I'm sorry. People, forgive me. I had the mute on all that time. Please forgive me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I was reading. In the name of Jesus, I said a short prayer, but I'll say one again. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, y'all, please forgive me. This is my first time using the numbers to get on the phone, and I appreciate Dr. Pastor Alfreda. Okay, hold on, please. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. I'm hoping that you hear me now. This is Evangelist Nancy calling from the Philadelphia area. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, Yes, God, we thank you. We praise you. Welcome to each and everyone that's on the prayer line today, those that are near and far. I'm really hoping that you hear me. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to start with a prayer. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all of the praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Dr. Pastor Alfreda, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, we thank you for each and everyone that's on the prayer line this morning, near and far. We welcome you. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Again, my name is Evangelist Nancy, calling from the Philadelphia area. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. I'm going to go ahead straight to the word. I was talking, but nobody couldn't hear me. And again, I really am sorry about that. I was reading 1 John 1:1, and it said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Aren't you glad in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, we have the Word of God that can instruct us, lead us, yes, God, direct us into our destiny in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. That's why God said we ought to read our Word as often as we can in the name of Jesus. This is just a little reminder in the name of Jesus, because the Word give us dunamis power. The more you read it, the Word of God, the more stronger you become in the name of Jesus Christ. It teaches us how to follow the guidelines of the Word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. From the beginning, before you even enter out of your mother, hallelujah, womb, the Word of God was right there in the name of Jesus. Some people say, well, I don't have time to read the Word. We got to take time. How can you tell others about the Word of God if you yourself do not know the Word of God? Sometimes God says, turn that TV off. Turn that radio off. Meditate in your Word right now in the name of Jesus. But so many of us are stiff-necked and hard-headed. We don't want to hear the Word of God. We want to watch TV. We want to talk on the phone. But how can you grow if you do not understand and allow the Word to get in deep into your heart in the name of Jesus Christ? You can't just read a verse and run out the door. You got to make time out to read the Word of God, because God is the God of instructions in the name of Jesus. You got to take your time when you read the Word of God so you can activate the power in you. Because see, we don't have time to take the Bible with us. We are the Bible in the name of Jesus. So when people talk to you or come to you with a question, you have it already in your spirit. See, when you read the Word of God, you got to make sure that you have a relationship with God in the name of Jesus. First, you must ask God for repentance of sin in the name of Jesus. And yes, God. And once you ask God for the repentance of sin, then you can read God's Word. But before you read the Word, also, every time you open up the Bible, you should say, God, forgive me. If I did anything wrong, if I said anything wrong, God, let me know so I can ask that person for forgiveness. So when I read, oh, Jesus, so when I read the Word, I can feel your presence. See, God wants a fellowship. He wants a relationship with us. And to have that fellowship, that relationship, we got to sometime go through the Word of God. How can we tell a person how to live and we ourselves not live in the way that God is well pleased with? That's why we read the Word. That's why we have to read the Word in the name of Jesus. Because the Word of God will teach you how to live right, to walk right, to know how to talk to people right in the name of Jesus. You can't go around cussing people out or acting crazy. That's not what the Word Word of God say? The Word of God said we must love one another. It teaches us. You might say, well, God, I don't know how to love. Then read the love chapter, 1 Corinthians from 1 to 13. Or ask God through the Holy Ghost Spirit, God, teach me how to love. Because, see, a lot of people did not receive love when it was coming up. So now it's us for God to activate the love through the Word of God that we can show love towards others. Amen? Amen. See, sometimes we can always see the fault in other people, but sometimes it's us. It's not the people. It's us to be that light. In the name of Jesus, to be transformed in the name of Jesus from darkness into the light in Jesus' name. You know, the darkness is amazing. The more you read God's word, the more you become sinless. Every day we should be walking sinless so that the Spirit of God would take full control through the Word of God in the name of Jesus. See, everybody, when they was in sin, they did it their way in the name of Jesus. But once you come into the light, it's no more doing it your way. Every day you should be doing something different through the Word of God. Sometimes when you feel that flesh rise, and you feel like saying something that you should not be saying, the Holy Spirit is saying, nope, let me fight your battle. I want you to keep on growing. I want you to keep on, hallelujah, maturing in the Word of God. You say, but God, I'm reading the Word, but I don't understand it. That's why you got to take time out. You got to tell your friends, tell your sister, your brother, whomever it may be, look, I'll call you back later. I got to take time out to meditate in my word. And I don't mean no one little stretcher. Well, sometimes it do help. But sometimes it's best to at least read 1 to 3, and then the next day you read 3 to 4. You know, ask the Holy Spirit, tell me what you want me to do. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, okay, we're done with that. Let's flip over to something else I want you to know. See, the Holy Spirit is like a guideline for us in the name of Jesus. Even the Holy Spirit is so wise. I love the Holy Spirit. It even tells you when to be quiet. It just listens sometimes. You know, people don't mean to. Sometimes you meet a person, all they do is gibble and gabble and gabble and gibble. You don't even have a minute to even get something through and say, well, I want to talk to you about. And they just go on and on. You're like, God, oh God. And I want to ask you something. They just keep going on and on. But the Holy Spirit is saying, just sit back. Listen sometimes. Maybe she needs to tell you something. Maybe he needs to tell you something. Maybe it's something in the Word, hallelujah, in the Word of God they don't understand. And they might want you, to break it down for them. Me, myself, if I don't understand what they're asking me, I say, can I get back with you? I want to go ask this person, hallelujah, so I can make sure I'm giving you the correct answer to your request was made in the name of Jesus. I don't know everything. Nobody know everything. We're not God in the name of Jesus, but we will tell you the best of our knowledge and ability what that scripture says. That's why we of authority in the name of like pastors and leaders and evangelists and so on. That's why we got to make sure that we know what we're talking about. So that's why I always go to my pastor or Pastor Bradford or somebody that I know that is more intelligent in the Word of God in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You cannot read the Word of God and say, I'm not going to ask nobody because they might think I'm slower. They might think, that's a trick of the enemy. We need each other. That's why we read the Word of God. That's why God has the Word there. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. And sometimes when you ask the Holy Spirit a question, sit long enough so the Holy Spirit can tell you. Now sometimes he answers, and sometimes he don't. In the name of Jesus, now no silly, crazy question, you know, don't even waste your time. Because the Holy Spirit have been there and said, I don't know. Don't. The Holy Spirit won't even say anything. And we ask a crazy questions. You know what I mean? In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. So that's why we need the Holy Spirit, so we do not put God to an open shame. In the name of Jesus. You know also, I was reading, I thank God for the word of God, because over here in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, in the name of Jesus, in the 6th verse, it says, not with eye servant as men pleasing, but as a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. See, what is the, yes, God, the motive of what we do? That's why we read the word of God, so that we do it from the heart, not grudgingly. Not grumbling, complaining. A pastor said, well, can you, did you mind reading the word today? Oh, God, do I have to do it? Can you please ask so-and-so? She's better than me anyway. No, she didn't ask you how good you was. She asked you, would you please read the word today? So when people try to use you, hallelujah, they are sent by God to you, to you. Yes, they could have used anybody they wanted to, but they came to you because it was led by God, and God said, I want so-and-so to bring forth the word. And sometimes, I guess even a pastor say, who, that one? And say, God said, yes, that one. See, because we got to keep on growing in the word of God so that light will shine upon us. So we start living righteous for God in the name of Jesus. You know, it's a sad situation. So many of us are under the word of God, but still not, hallelujah, taking the instructions of God. You cannot live any kind of way you want to when you read the word of God. It's a transformation that will come upon you in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will strip off, oh, hallelujah, all unrighteousness from you to bring you into righteousness. To know the difference between right and wrong is the word of God in the name of Jesus. And also Ephesians, the 6th chapter at the 7th verse says, with goodwill doing service to God, not a man. How many of us are men pleasers out here? We are jump faster for a man when they tell us, when they say a man, God is unisex, male or female, and we are jump so fast and so high for them. But when you read the word of God, God, hallelujah, tells you how to live righteous, we ignore it. Or even when we want to add a little bit to it, or we want to subtract a little bit to it. Mm-mm. Not God's word. You got to do it just the way it says in the Bible, in the name of Jesus. You know, that's why certain people don't like to read certain verses or certain chapters. Because my pastor say, if you can't say nothing else, say ouch in the name of Jesus. That means that word was for me. See, people don't want, they want the easy way. But sometimes when God sometimes give us instructions through the word of God, we say, I'm going to tell you something else. This can't be for me. Why not? Why not? Sometimes you got to take the bitter with the sweet when it comes to the word of God. So we should be asking, I mean, we all need a financial blessing. Amen. Amen. But God will say, if you keep your mind on the heavenly things, if you just think about me, if you just, oh, Jesus, keep on reading your word, keep on delighting in the word of God, I'm going to send you just what you need according to my will and purpose over your life in the name of Jesus. He may not give you 20 grand, but he'll give you close to what you ask for. Because see, sometimes God knows what you're praying for. And what you want that money for may not really be what you spend it for. In the name of Jesus, God sometimes start little by little just to see what you're going to do with what he give you. See, he might give you 5 grand. Now you're going to see if you're going to be a giver. Because in the word of God, he said he loves a giver. In the name of Jesus, he wants to see if you're going to get it or are you just going to hold tight to it. in the name of Jesus. And God will even tell you who to bless, how much to bless them with, in the name of Jesus. Because see, God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. So that's why God, he loves it when we are givers one to another, especially those of the household of faith, in the name of Jesus. See, God got a certain person of each and every one of us to give to certain people, in the name of Jesus. And God gets a delight from it. He don't want us give us money for us to just hold it and keep it in our pocket. Yes, we might have a bill to pay or something this or something that. He wants you to take care of that. That's what you pray for. But once you get finished taking care of your bills and taking care of this and take care of that, then God will say, hold it for a little while. You say, well, God, I didn't tell you to bless her yet, or him yet. Not yet. Take God's word seriously in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You say, yes, Lord. And you put that money to the side, and God said, now bless them. You say, well, which one? I forgot who I want to bless. And then he'll download through the Holy Spirit who to bless, how much to bless them with. Amen. And then you turn around, somebody will turn around and bless you double fold. You'll be like, oh, my God, thank you. Never turn back a blessing because you stop that person blessing in the name of Jesus. Never look at the clothes and which people wear and say, she looks okay to me. He looks okay to me. I think this is a trick of the devil. That person don't need no money. You don't know who gave them that. You don't know who blessed them with that. You just take the instruction of God in the name of Jesus. Let God do the rest in the name of Jesus. You know one thing I love about God? See, God wants us, and he loves us so much. I mean, he loves each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. But those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, he wants us, those that don't know Jesus, to come to the fold, to ask God to forgive us for our sins. But we'll get back with that a little later on. Amen. So I'm going to go back in the beginning of the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. We even got to be careful how we use our word. You got to be careful. You can't scream at a person and give them the word of God. God's a loving God in the name of Jesus. He's a gentle God. He's compassionate one another. He loves. It's supposed to be a transformation in you. When you talk to people, say, oh, I felt that presence. I felt that person. God, when you do wrong, then they'll convict you of the word that you just spoke. He said, now go back to that person. You go back and tell them, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was just going through something. I didn't mean to take it or come to you like that. And the Holy Spirit said, tell them you forgive them. And then you're supposed to say, I forgive you. I understand. I get like that sometimes. Not to compromise on what she's saying, because sometimes we do allow our flesh to override our spirit. But in the word of God saying, we're supposed to allow the spirit to override the flesh in the name of Jesus. I'm not even going to ask y'all to raise your hand. I can't see you anyway. But so many of us, y'all, I'm going to raise my hand because I know sometimes I allow that flesh, that old stinking flesh, to override the spirit. When I get finished, I just sit back and say, you know what you got to do. And I say, yes, Lord, I know. I know I did it the wrong way. I'm about to call the person back right now, Lord. I'm about to tell them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say what I said, or I didn't mean to try, because some people think you're trying to embarrass them, and you're really not. Some people just talk louder than others, but it's the way they take you. God always say it's not what you say, it's how you say it. See, we as children of God, in the name of Jesus, that's why we had to study the Word of God. I mean, really, really study. Sometimes I noticed in the beginning, hallelujah, when I first got saved, I read the Word of God, and I said, God, why is it I keep reading the same scripture? And because God said, you ain't get the point yet. Sometimes God will lead you to the same scripture over and over until you really get what he's trying to tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And then when I finally understood the words, good gosh, God, now I know what you're telling me. Now I understand. And then he moved me to another scripture. See, sometimes it's not like you're slow or anything. That means you ain't get the word yet. Because if you're reading and going against that you're reading, you ain't get the word yet. If God say, love your brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus, and you hating your brothers and sisters, you ain't get the word yet. So God will send you back to it again and again until it really hits your mindset. And you say, oh, my God. God, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me? I know, God. You're right, God. Because, see, you have been bought with a price. You're no longer your own. You know, and I think a lot of people don't quite understand. That's why we need the Word of God to let us know we're no longer in darkness. We are now in the light. The things that you used to do, that's past tense. Because God has forgiven us for all of our sins. He don't even remember it no more. Why are we keep digging up the Word of God? Why we keep digging up, not the Word of God, forgive me, why we keep digging up the past? The past. I remember when we used to do this. No. Get me out of that. I used to do it, you're right, but I no longer do that anymore. I was in the darkness. God has forgiven me for my sins. He said he remembered it no more. So I don't even want to remember it. I don't even want to talk about it because that's the old me. Look at the new me in the name of Jesus. Isn't it amazing? Every time you get around a person that you haven't seen before, all they can do is dig up the past. Oh, wait a minute. I'm a child of living God. Let's talk about something different now. What would you want to talk about? I want to talk about Jesus. I want to talk about how he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Hallelujah. I shouldn't even have to talk about a change. Because when you see me, you should see a change in me. And I do see the change. But I was just talking about, I don't want to talk about the past no more. I don't want to talk about it. And sometimes you got to tell people, I'm not trying to be funny. Don't take me the wrong way. I'm no longer that person anymore. And if that's all you got to talk about, please don't take me the wrong way. I wanted to call and talk to you about Jesus. But since you ain't got time right now, I'll call you back later, okay? I love you. Jesus love you. In the name of Jesus. And sometimes you just got to talk straight up with a person. If not, they'll keep going on and on. Now the Holy Spirit is getting grieved all of a sudden. And the Holy Spirit said, why are you allowing this person to bring you to this point? Tell them that you're no longer that way. Tell them you got to go. Because after a while, your body, the Holy Spirit, become grieved. And you get this funny feeling over you. That means it's time to let that person go. If they don't want to hear the Word of God, if they don't want to talk to you about Jesus, then really just pray over them. God, give them full understanding. Help them, God, to want to hear the Word of God. Help them to want to hear what I got to say, God. In the name of Jesus, they see the light. And see, that's one thing. God brought us out of darkness into the light. So when people see you, they will see that light in you so far away. Because I never forget giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I was walking down the street. I was about to cross the street. And I was walking towards a young lady. And she said, I knew you was coming. I said, how did you know? She said, because I saw your light. See, people, God, when they transform us, he transforms us that we don't see what other people see on us. They see the light of Christ on us. And when we open our mouth, hallelujah, they can hear in the name of Jesus a difference in you. There's something about this young lady. It's something about this young man. They don't sound like the regular world. See, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. That's why we're not supposed to compromise with the world, and with the people. But you still got to talk to them with a kind, compassionate, humble heart. That's why we read the Word of God. And you might say, well, look, now look, I go out and I talk to people, and I do my ministry, excuse me, and sometimes people look at me like they about to, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. But see, the Holy Spirit is wise. The Holy Spirit will tell you, keep going. Don't stop there. Go to the next one. But sometimes we buck the Holy Spirit. See, I don't know why we're trying to prove a point. See, the Holy Spirit already knew that person ain't ready for you. This person, oh, no, don't. You better keep on going. But sometimes we stop anyway. And the Holy Spirit said, did not tell you to keep going to the next person. But, oh, no. We want to do it our way. Hi, good morning. I would like to speak to you about the Lord. Get away from me, it'll say. So let me tell you one thing. When we out here, which I go ask the Lord leads, giving God the glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit said, did not tell you, because I was taught, I had to get taught a lesson, because I was one of them old hard-headed women. And he said, did not tell you to skip that person and go to the next one. I said, yes, you did, Lord. And I had to repent. Because that person started talking in so many languages. I said, oh, Lord, I really picked the wrong one. See, God ain't going to lead you in the wrong direction. He's going to lead you in the right direction in the name of Jesus. That's why we got to be really, really, and ask God, really, yes, God, fully anointed with the Word of God. Amen? That's why it's good to fast and pray. Because when you fast and pray, you really come out with a closer relationship with God, a closer fellowship with God. Now you're really starting to know the voice of God that's teaching you. But you got to listen. You cannot do it your way, people. Did it. Done it. Won't do it again with the help of God. And when that woman started talking two languages at once and skipped over and said something, I said, oh, God, I'm sorry. And when I went to the next one, thank God the bus didn't come yet, I felt God's anointing come back on me in the name of Jesus, because that means he's forgiven me. See, salvation is a process. You cannot follow everyone. You cannot be like Pastor Dr. Alfreda. You cannot be like everybody else. You got to be yourself as God teaches us through the Word of God. You know, sometimes we have to ask God, forgive me, because it's a sin to want to be like anyone else. It's a sin. I know in the beginning when Dr. Pastor Alfreda had asked me to bring forth, well, it was my first time. I was very young, and I'm still kind of like, you know, still growing in the Word of God. God knows I am. In the name of Jesus, and I got on, and I'm going to tell you the truth, y'all. It was my first time. I was so nervous. When I got off the phone, the Holy Spirit said, what is you trying to do? I said, trying to be like my sister. She's my sister that I love so much. And I said, I tried to be like my sister, God, because I didn't know what to say. God said, that was the problem. You're trying to be like your sister. You cannot be like her. You got to study the Word and allow the Holy Spirit to teach you. And when you go for it, just be yourself. I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll be myself. God, help me, please. That's why we ask for wisdom. God, teach me wisdom. wisdom, God. Help me to understand wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And as I ask God for wisdom, I come to teach me wisdom so that I say the right thing and not the wrong thing. And the more my sister used me, Dr. Pastor Alfreda, the more she used me, I started getting more comfortable. I started feeling the Holy Spirit when I opened my mouth. Sometimes when you're talking to people, the Holy Spirit's whispering in your ear, okay, now say this, say that. That's why you got to learn the Word of God, and you got to sometimes, I know sometimes I'm a fast prayer, but that's something altogether different. I just love, as long as I'm under the anointing of God, that's the main thing, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. So I was just on just a little tidbit, and just to remind y'all, in the name of Jesus, we got to read the Word. Some people say, well, the Word carry me from Sunday to Sunday. Well, it don't carry me from Sunday to Sunday. Some people go to church, and please don't miss, I'm not trying to derail you. I'm not trying to embarrass you, even though, like I say, you know, but I got to keep it real. Some people go to church, they read, take their Bible, they read the Bible, and they leave the Bible in the car or here, in the bed, on the table, in the dresser. But when the Holy Spirit say, okay, it's time to read your Word, now you're hollering, you're bickering at anybody, where is my Bible? La, 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 la. And the kids and the people are like, what's wrong with you? I don't know where you put your Bible. And the Holy Spirit say, sit down. Stop talking to the family like that. That ain't coming a child of God. Now your Bible, you left it right in the car. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry to everybody. I'm sorry for those who say I'm sorry. Some of this get their Bible and read it, don't even tell people they're sorry, knowing they was wrong. And you get their Word and they read it. And guess what God bring them to? A scripture about forgiveness. A scripture about forgiveness. I love the Holy Spirit. And then once you read, you're like, oh, okay, God, I know what you're saying. All right, Holy Spirit. And I get up and ask for forgiveness because I was wrong. I attacked them. I said the wrong thing. And it should not be because that's not of you, God. And then you put your Bible down. God said, do it now. The Holy Spirit said, do it now in the name of Jesus. You say, you know what, y'all? Come here, y'all. Come here. You know, I don't know who you're talking to in the family. It might be one person, two, three, or four. In the name of Jesus, you know what? Please forgive me. I was wrong. I'm the one who left that Bible in the car, and I should have brought it in here. Now it's time for me to read it. I thought one of y'all moved it, and I was wrong. I should have asked that anyone see my Bible in the name of Jesus. You might maybe argue with this one more than you did that one, and it's especially you. I jumped right on you. I'm sorry. And then you have to get into the point of asking for forgiveness. So you cannot walk around with unforgiveness in your heart because that's not God's way. When you're wrong, you're wrong, and when you're right, you're right. That's part of the growing process in the Word of God. We don't want to stay based in Christ. We want to keep growing up to the ladder of success, sometimes in the victory of God, through the Word of God, that it may change us from the inside out. And the outside in. Amen. See, it got to be a transformation, people. If there's no transformation, we need to get back on our knees again. And this time, maybe we might say it the right way instead of the wrong way. For God says, so many of my people come to me from their lips, but their hearts are so far from me. And God looks at the heart. He don't look at the clothes. He don't look at the motive. Well, I think God do look at the motive. But the main thing, he looks at your heart. It's all about the heart with God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Again, this is Evangelist Nancy calling from the Philadelphia area. And the name is, I'm not hanging up yet. Satan is defeated. A darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. What do we want today? in the name of Jesus, on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, and I read 1 John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word, and yes, God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Did I read it right? And the Word was God in Jesus' name. And then I turned over to those that just timed. Then you can read it in your own time. And that was Ephesians, the 6th chapter. In the name of Jesus, I do believe I started from the 6th verse. And I just read a few verses. In the name of Jesus Christ, I read, yes, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, I'll give you that right now. Let me get over to Ephesians. Ephesians 6th chapter, and I had read from 6, 7, and I didn't even get to 8, but before I ask this question, and number 8 verse was, knowing that whatsoever good that any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bound or free, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever thou doest, oh my God, the same, yes, God, shall he receive of the Lord, whether you be bound or free, in Jesus' name. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior? He's knocking on somebody's heart today. Would you let him in? Would you let him in? And yes, God, in the name of Jesus, to make a transformation in you, would you let him in so he could put you in the Lamb's, hallelujah, a book of life? Would you let him in today in the name of Jesus Christ? Open up your heart. All you have to say in the name of Jesus, you can repeat after me in the name of Jesus. Would it be 1, 2, 3, and then, or even more? I do not know. Excuse me, y'all. All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. This is a salvation prayer. Please forgive me. I'm going to start all over again. This is a prayer of repentance. Would anyone like to receive them today? All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died, rose again on the 3rd day, and hallelujah, and that I invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. I'll say it one more time. I'm trying to talk as slow as I can. I'm sorry for the last of y'all. God has given me a spirit of joy. I mean, I get my good days, my bad days, in Jesus' name. We're going to say it one more time. We're going to say, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died, rose again on the 3rd day. Hallelujah. And I invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. For those that receive Jesus Christ today as their Lord and Savior, the angels in heaven is rejoicing, and I and so many others are rejoicing over you in the name of Jesus. And we welcome you, and I know God welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, don't forget, now the devil might come to you and say, you ain't saved. Look at you. You're still cussing. You're still smoking. Tell Satan to get thee behind you. In the name of Jesus, it's yes, God, and say, God, if you smoke, you do something, you cuss, or whatever, just ask God to forgive you. Now, don't practice it. In the name of Jesus, and keep meditating in your word of God, and you'll see how fast God moves through those that are serious for him. I welcome you in Jesus' name. And God, I'm going to say just a short prayer. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for each and every one that received Jesus Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the change that's going to be breaking, God. We just thank you, God, for allowing them to feel your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, as they read the word, God. Let the Holy Spirit, well, yes, God, explain to them and instruct them on how to live righteous and holy for you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you for them, God. Help them to stand on your word and your promises, God, and not to be a man pleaser, but be a God pleaser. We thank you and allow them to tell somebody today, guess what? I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my, hallelujah, as my Lord and Savior. I love you. I appreciate you. We all appreciate you. Even I know Pastor Dr. Alfreda and so many. And we just welcome you. And the first time callers, second or third, come back again. We will appreciate that. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. May each and every one of you have a great day. And those who have not received Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, don't wait too late. Jesus is waiting for you. Open up your heart and let him in. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Evangelist Nancy calling from the Philadelphia area. Mwah! I love you all. Goodbye and have a great day. Bye-bye.